Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
This is what we do. The overreactions. I want to hear them from you. Overreactions such as this one, like Dan Graziano put out in his Overreaction Tuesday column, Wild Card Overreactions. And one of them he said is the Giants need to re-sign Daniel Jones. And the verdict was it is not an overreaction. And I'm saying, no, it's not. It's an obvious thing. They need a quarterback. He's been there. He had a fantastic game in his first playoff outing on the road in Minnesota. Right? You got all that. So, yes, you should re-sign him. They need to re-sign him. But I'm going to ask this question. Are you all in at the market price? Are you all in at the market price, regardless of what happens now in the division game against the Eagles? And that's the key part. No matter what he does, no matter what he looks like against the Eagles, are you all in saying, no, we got to pay him? And if you're saying, fine, you got to pay him, listen to what Mike Tannenbaum said yesterday on Greeny about how much Daniel Jones should command.
Time is on Daniel Jones' side. I think it's impossible for them not to franchise him. I just can't imagine that they're not going to tag him now. So I always used to say, like, hey, your plan in the front office is firmly etched in pencil, but call me crazy, but if we were representing Daniel Jones, how are we taking less than $50 million a year?
50?
What?
50.
Hold up, man.
50.
Hey, stay out the hashina. TB, stay out the hashina.
Bart Scott is here with us. You want to get closer to the mic there, brother?
Is TB on the hashina right now, man?
Hey, get comfortable first. Come on now.
Did he say 50? Oh. Did he just say
50 million? It's like Chris Rock. 50 million, good Lord. I'm going to give you 25 and you play a half.
In a parking spot.
I'm going to let you pick your number.
Hold up. Did TB just say that Daniel Jones is going to get paid Aaron is getting paid?
Would you like me to play it again?
Please, because God knows.
Mike Tannenbaum,
I'll put my earpiece
who has been
in.
A general manager of multiple, not just one, but two teams in the NFL, has been in the league a long time. This is what he says Daniel Jones should be commanding as a free agent.
Time is on Daniel Jones' side. I think it's impossible for them not to franchise him. I just can't imagine that they're not going to tag him now. So I always used to say, like, hey, your plan in the front office is firmly etched in pencil, but call me crazy. But if we were representing Daniel Jones, how are we taking less than $50 million a year?
He said, call me crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to call you crazy and foolish.
But I'm going to ask you.
Damn mind.
I'm asking you like I'm asking everybody.
You're in the back alley with Gator, man.
I'm asking you like I'm asking everybody. So we all agree, though, that the Giants should re-sign Daniel Jones, right? Like he's your guy.
No, absolutely.
You've always been in on him, and the way he performed in Minnesota, you're like, yeah, all right, that's your guy.
Yes.
But I'm asking this part. You're all in at the market price, and the market price, you know,
man, come on, man.
Is going to be high. No matter what happens against the Eagles, I mean, if he turns into 2 years ago Daniel Jones, where it's like two lost fumbles, an interception, like I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying. Right now, you're already ready to just lock it in. Who cares what happens after this? We've got our guy. Or do you need to see more?
I don't need to see more.
All right.
But listen, we going to work with each other, homeboy.
Mm.
Like, because remember, I gave you this chance. And, like, I didn't pick up your fifth-year option for a reason. But if we talking $50 million.
We are. We are, if you ask Mike Tannenbaum.
So is Daniel Jones going to be the Christian Kirk of the quarterbacks? Because if he getting that, what do you think Joe Burrow about to ask for 2 days later? If he going to get that, what do you think Justin Herbert going to ask for 2 years later?
Yep.
If he asks for that, Action Jackson.
Well, that's the next guy I was going
saying,
to.
If you had lost your day, if Daniel Jones worth 50, I'm worth 60.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay.
But wait. You guys, and I mean you guys as in former players who are talk on these airwaves and others, always say this line, yesterday's price
is not today's
price. So we all know the price never goes down.
All right,
and if the next man up is at the quarterback position, okay, it's what is next.
Okay, let's ask Baker Mayfield how he felt. Didn't Baker Mayfield win a playoff game? Mm-hmm. Didn't he beat the vaunted Pittsburgh Steelers, mm-hmm, which should mean more to the Cleveland Browns than anybody because they beat a rival and they sent them home somebody that has tormented them?
See.
What'd they get him? They gave him a bus pass and a lollipop.
They said, let's see it again before we have to pay you.
So it is that story.
Yeah.
So Daniel Jones, understand, you might want to secure that bag Because next year, if you get injured, or next year you revert, or you know they give you more of the offense and you fumble, you turn over the ball. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to strike when the iron is hot, but you got to make sure you got to get paid just enough where they can digest it. Like Derek Carr's salary compared to the other people that got paid. That's where he should be at. Like, let's do it.
Like, know who you are, yes, in comparison to the market.
Yes, and know what you've done and what you've accomplished in this league, which is not much.
There's two ways to look at it, though. There's also how much am I worth to you versus how much is it worth for you to lose me?
So who had a better season? Daniel Jones, Geno Smith, statistically.
No, Geno Smith had a
terrific
season.
So Daniel Jones is worth 50. What is Geno worth?
We're going to find out.
Listen.
We're going to find out. But the difference between the two is that Daniel Jones is not 32 years old. That's the difference. You have a younger quarterback. He's your draft pick. You have started to develop him. Well, that's a fair point, actually. He's not Joe Shane's draft pick.
Yeah, he's my draft pick.
By the way, and again, 800-919-3776. We'll get to the calls momentarily on this. Can we also put away this whole Dave Gettleman deserves credit narrative?
Yeah, stop it.
Can we just not do that?
Because part of the credit is getting the right coach to coach.
Thank you.
Your draft pick.
Yeah. Like, all right, so you picked guys. First of all, Saquon at number two. Like you know, Jones at, what was it, 7 or 8?
I'll tell them how stupid they sound. I'll tell them this is how stupid they sound.
David Gettleman?
No, this is how stupid they sound. Everybody that's want to push that narrative. Can we finally give Isaac some credit for drafting Geno Smith? That sounds asinine, right?
That's a 10.
That's how the hell y'all sound.
That, I can't stand that. When someone else wins with the other guy's players, it's almost like, yeah, because now we have, which, by the way, is part of being a general manager, a culture, a system, a coach, leadership in an organization where now you can get something out of talent. But if you're telling me that you had all those high draft picks and the best you're going to be is, hey, we won a wild card round game. Because I'm going to say it right here, right now. The Giants ain't beating the Eagles. Let's put that aside. Let's lock that in.
This is nice. This went as far as
it's going to go. But let's not get crazy and start thinking. I was reading the New York Post the other day. Like, this is how you start a Super Bowl run. Whoa. Hit the brakes on that. Can't we just enjoy what they've become and let it grow?
Listen, we got to
– Don't put expectations on this team beyond this.
No. We got to talk about the Giants' history. Because I can remember a year when
I'm sorry.
I remember a year when I was here. They were like, they ain't about to go to Green Bay in Lambeau Field. Nobody beats Green Bay in Green Bay. And they said that. And what did they do? What seed were they?
But remember, that team already had established championship DNA.
How? They had won it before?
Yeah. Yeah, you're talking about the second Super Bowl year when they were 9-7 and made a run.
Okay, let's go to the first one.
The first one, they were a good team during the regular season. The first one, that was a team that was starting to come of age.
But what I'm saying is,
when
an organization has that type, listen, you can't blame them. Will it happen? I don't know.
Oh, no. Don't get me wrong. This is not about the Giants saying we can do it.
I'm not saying they're wrong to feel that way.
Let's not start putting expectations on this team so that when they don't meet them, now we start crushing them.
Yeah, but I think they 60-40. I think 40-60, they can beat the Eagles. Listen, whenever you're the first seed.
The Eagles.
And you come out and another team's been playing at that playoff level, it take you a while to pick up that speed when you had the week off. If the Giants can jump on them early, get some early scores, who knows, maybe return a kick, get some good field position, come out with a good 15-play script. I talked to Wink. He seemed pretty confident, man.
Well, of course he should be confident. This is not about the Giants. This is not. I hate when we do this. We get a team that's like overachieving. And as I said, what Daboll and Wink did with that roster
is amazing.
On Sunday afternoon,
it's amazing.
In Minnesota, they squeezed every ounce out of that roster. And you had to give them credit, tip your cap, celebrate it. But to start going like, you know, this team could go on a run, all you're doing is setting everybody up for disappointment, and you're also setting them up now to be criticized for not being able to do this, and you aren't that, and you can't be this. Man, let them just be what they are right now, which is establishing a foundation of a team that could eventually get to a Super Bowl status. But you're putting them now all of a sudden in the same box as the Eagles?
Allen, if you can win one, you can win two. Last year, we watched the Cincinnati Bengals, who won 9 games during the season, go into Tennessee, the number one seed, and bounce them. Was that a team that had playoff experience? It was their first time in the playoffs since Marvin Lewis left.
I hear you.
And they went into Tennessee, number one seed, and put on a show. So for me, Giants fans, dream big. Shoot for the stars and land on the damn moon.
I'll give you the
why not you.
Oh, I get it. The why not us whole thing. I get it. That's in your locker room, though.
Defensively.
That's in your locker room.
Nah,
now,
man,
I'll give you. You want me to give you hope?
Give me hope.
Because there's always, like, you want to bring up history. They're playing them 3 times. They're playing in the division. Remember what you, obviously, the Patriots, that meet up with New England. Actually, wasn't it yesterday, the anniversary of Can't Wait?
Was it?
I believe it was. Man, you don't even know the date?
Time flies.
Yesterday.
Time flies.
I think it's, 12 years now? Man, that's right. It is 12 years because it's the last time the Jets made the damn playoffs.
That's the last
Jets playoff win. Lordy. Anyways, since 1970, teams are 15-9 in the postseason when they're looking to beat an opponent for the 3rd time. 15-9. There's no hope there, man. History tells you. The better team always wins.
Well, what if it's 15-10?
15-9 is overwhelming.
Man, you saw the little Giants.
Oh, we're going to go
movies
now?
You don't have to be, you don't have to be better than them.
You're going
to just have to be better that day.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be caught up all week building this whole idea.
Bro,
last week, Philly, I did the I believe that we can win because I thought they could beat this team.
Philly can't stop the run. Saquon is your best player.
Philly added pieces to help them stop the run.
And how did that work out? They ain't been stopping. They ain't like they've been the best dominant.
I'm sorry.
They play tomato cans.
How many losses they have this season? They don't lose, man. It's a juggernaut. We're forgetting about it.
So we're forgetting how good they are. So you're saying they're due?
No, I'm not saying they're due. I'm saying we got to respect what they are. There's a reason why they're the top seed. It's a good damn team, and that's a hard place to win on the road.
Who made that last tackle? McKinney, right? He's back. He wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Dory Jackson.
Dory did a really good job.
He's back,
and let's see if
it's a fair. Listen, New York, why am I sitting up here defending Giants fans? Defend yourself.
This is not about. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. Being a realist.
But I need to hear from the Giants fans because maybe our eyes.
We got plenty to talk to.
Are bloody green?
No, it's not about green. This is not about green.
Because we need to look through the duff.
This is what we do.
We need to look through the duff Giants goggles.
This is what we do, Bart. This is what we do. You have a nice win.
You're saying the Giants can't have good things.
It's not that either. You have a nice win for a team that you're like, all right, that's impressive. You got something here.
That's the
but
best
now
team
we start going
win.
Like, I think they can make a run. Like, come on.
Why not? Somebody has to make it. Last year when the Bengals made it.
You know when I'll say they can make a run? When they go to Philly and win.
Okay.
Because they still got two more to win before you can raise the Lombardi.
That's when you jump on, right? Because
well, jump on. Because just nobody, understand it. Now you're legit because you just eliminated the favorite.
A run starts with what?
One win.
We looked at the Bengals just last year. They the Bengals. And look what they did. You pouring cold water on
them. No, I'm not. I'm a realist. I will give you this. Brian Daboll does give me reason to say, of course, they could
take
do it.
Take the air out of the game.
But I just don't know. I just don't know if we should start pumping that up just to have the disappointment of reality, which is the Eagles are a juggernaut. They're supposed to win this game. They're supposed to be Arizona.
Tell me this. Who are the Eagles' good big wins this year?
Funny, we had that conversation when we were arguing about Jalen Hurts.
Yeah,
and we were going through all that stuff, too.
Who's their big wins?
Well, I know one thing. They've got 2 wins, and one of them was a blowout. And they were both against the Giants.
They lost to the Commanders, right?
That's the only loss they had.
That was an ass kicking.
It was. They weren't
ready. How did they win? Running the ball.
Mm. Brian Daboll on playing the Eagles a 3rd time.
We had a lot of work to do. Let's go back, look at this tape, correct the things we need to correct. And we've got a lot of work to do. It's enjoyable work. Be able to be working at this time of year.
All right, 800-919-3776 is the number. We do have callers. We have people that want to talk.
How'd them Saints look against them when they were trying to win the division so they wouldn't have to play the last game? How'd them Saints look?
That's a good point. Let's begin with AB in Brooklyn. AB.
Hey, Bart, what'd I tell you, Bart? Minnesota defense couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper bag or stop a nosebleed. And Allen, I love you. I love you for the Knicks coverage. But, man, come on. You're blatantly disrespecting and summarily dismissing the Giants. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say they're going to win and they're going on a run. But I did just watch them 2 weeks ago play with dudes on defense that work at my local Walmart. Mm-hmm. And they held them to 22 points when they needed that number one seed and to lock up that spot so they could have home field going through the playoffs. And like Bart said, if Dory Jackson didn't play in either one of them games, McKinney didn't play in either one of them games, Leonard Williams was out a game. So you're getting all your horses back on defense at the right time.
Healthy.
And if you don't think Wick going to be able to chef something up, look at the game plan that he just put up last week. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to win, Allen.
All right.
But you got to give them a shot.
All right.
You got to give them a shot.
You know what, though, AB? You agree with me then, because that's what I said. I didn't say that they don't have a shot of winning. I just
said
that.
You said they have a shot.
And you said, I'm not going to say they're going on a run.
A shot in hell.
And I said that, too. Now, let's see. All right, you know, Chris Canty's jumping in.
You say he ain't have a shot in hell.
Now we'll get some reality. Let's get some reality.
So you're going to be
cold. Let's get some reality.
You're going to be cold. You're going to be cold water.
I'm not cold water. All right.
He said, this is what he said, basically.
Don't misquote me.
This is what Allen said.
Don't you dare misquote
me. All the Giants fans out there.
What did he say?
You can't win.
I did not say that. I said, I was reading a post.
You can't win.
After what was a wonderful
night. You Rocky Forder.
And I'm getting this whole, they could go on a run. This is the beginning
of a
run.
They can go to
the. Don't give me the y'all. They had championship DNA when Chris Canty
got
there.
Chris wasn't but Chris that guy.
He had the same core of players that won a championship 4 years prior.
Damn it, quit using facts.
He's so mad. I just said let's not start this so that it turns into a disappointment.
Okay.
Don't do this to yourself.
Did the Bengals have any playoff pedigree last year when they went and took out Tennessee, when they went to Arrowhead and took them out?
Man, you know the answer to that. The Bengals didn't win a playoff game for 30 years prior to last year.
Oh, so it can happen.
It can happen.
I didn't say it couldn't happen.
You inferred.
I'm warning
you
people
inferred.
To not get caught up in this whole hype of, I think they can win. In fact, they should win. And then when they don't win because the better team is in Philadelphia, you start saying, Daniel Jones is not that good, really. You know, they exposed this guy.
Why can't New York have good things? Why can't New York have
good things? You can. You have a football team.
New York can have good things, but they're in the infancy of the program building with Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. And, boy, you ain't going to sit up here and tell me that the Giants have a better team than the Eagles. I love the Giants.
Yes.
I love the New York Giants. I want them to go on a magical run
Please.
And all of those things.
Be great for our business.
But you can't sit here and say that the Giants have a better team than the Eagles. You can't sit here and say that the Giants have a better quarterback
than the Eagles. The spread is 7.5.
Jalen Hurts is an all-pro quarterback.
Yeah.
Not Pro Bowl, all-pro. There's a difference.
Okay. Let me see if I understand.
Go ahead and break it down for me now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So all pro means that you're a plus multiplier, but he wasn't. Okay,
yeah,
I got it.
All
now.
Pro means you're a plus multiplier, like Jerry Jones.
So
1 + 1 = 3.
So tell me this. tell me this. I would argue to say, yeah, I'm gonna go there.
Uh-oh.
If Philly had Daniel Jones, they have just as many wins, if not more.
What the hell?
Daniel Jones is throwing to nobody.
Can we? Is today not, then when it, they drug it, pe- when it, they drug it, test at work? Is that today?
What I'm saying is, Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones to be all pro for what they've been able to make chicken salad out of chicken. You know what? I mean, who's Daniel Jones throwing to? Wasn't he on a practice squad 2 weeks ago for another organization?
I'll tell you
just
why.
Got the damn playbook.
So,
listen, this is the worst that Daniel Jones is ever going to be today. When they go out and get him Gabe Davis, when they go out and get him a dude, then tell me about Jalen Hurts.
Okay, good.
Then, so at the end of no.
Then we
no.
can say.
What I'm saying
they
is.
They tried to get him a dude in Kenny Golladay.
That
didn't
work.
What I'm saying.
That just turned into a whole lot of money.
They tried Kadarius Toney too. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, he's certified. He just want to be a rapper. So he out there slinging dry rub.
But Bart, to your point though, you're talking about if you replace Jalen Hurts with Daniel Jones. That's a sports hypothetical.
I think he's a more talented player though.
That's a sports hypothetical that we'd never be able to prove, right? So we can't even go down that road. The question is, what is Daniel Jones going to command on the marketplace this offseason?
We did that.
And what is that going to afford the Giants in terms of being able to surround him with the requisite pieces that it takes to contend at a championship
level? To
do
both. Hey, you have to do both. And Saquon.
Well, they got some bad contracts that they got to get rid of. They got to figure out what they're going to do with Sexy Dexy. mm-hmm. right?
They got to pay him. It ain't no figure out what we're going to do with him.
Oh, yeah. So does that cost you Leonard Williams? You can't be paying two of your defensive tackles $20 million
a year. Yeah.
You can, does Leonard Williams have to come in the principal's office and get some cheese back?
It could. Okay. It could be a restructure. It could be an extension, and he takes a lower salary. It could be all of those things.
Mike Tannenbaum said if he's repping Daniel Jones, $50 million is where you start.
No way.
You'll
franchise Daniel Jones twice before you pay him $50
million. The franchise tag is $45 million.
Franchise is pretty high, actually.
Now, is it outside of the realm of possibility to give Daniel Jones the Dak Prescott contract?
But cap's
four or five years, yep. 4 or 5 year deal, $40 million plus. I think that's doable. You'll have to see what the guarantees are and the overall structure of it, but that's something that makes sense. And you reserve the franchise tag for Saquon Barkley.
So tell me this, Christopher: if they re-sign all their, who's going to be left without a seat? Because I don't know how they can pay Daniel Jones, how they can pay Saquon Barkley, how they can pay Dexter Lawrence, top of the market value, because Dex going to get it's interesting to me who gets more money.
Dexter Lawrence going to get $20+ million a year. He's second team all pro.
I'm asking you this. Quinnen Williams, Dexter Lawrence, who you start your organization with?
Quinnen Williams is a better player. That's objective. I mean, I played defensive tackle over a decade in the National Football League. Quinnen Williams is a better football player. He is. You know, I mean, no shade to Dexter Lawrence. I mean, they're both on the all-pro team. That means they are amongst the four best defensive tackles in the NFL.
Explain the difference, because one of them got like 25 pounds on the other one.
Well, I think Quinnen Williams is a little more twitchy. He gives you more elements in the pass rush game. I think he's a three-down defensive lineman, and he's scheme diverse. Dexter Lawrence, he can play nose. He can play some three technique, but I think he's more comfortable in the A-gap, which is that gap between the guard and the center. You can move Quinnen up and down the line of scrimmage, comparable to what the Los Angeles Rams do with Aaron Donald. Like, that's the kind of versatility that Quinnen Williams gives you.
So tell me this. So how do you go
play? What is this, a Q&A session? Yeah. What the hell are we doing?
Riddle me this.
You know football. Why are you asking me to answer questions know the answer to?
Because this is for the listeners, Christopher.
Okay. All right.
Setting my boy up with John Stockton stuff, you know what I'm saying? Right. So you can illuminate
like
all that football.
Suit,
doesn't he look good?
He looks good.
So I'm going to get out of this after the first hide money, right? You already say that, right?
But
what is this, Zegna fabric? Laurel Piano?
Man, it's crushed cotton.
I know better than that.
This crushed cotton.
Nah, that's a $6,000 suit you got.
So how do you
that
do
what that is?
How do you do all that and sign a guy like Gabe Davis? I feel like Gabe Davis probably should be the player that they go try and get because he knows Daboll's system, and you got to have a dude. So how do you do all that? Somebody's going to have to sit on the franchise tag. Is it Saquon?
Saquon's on the tag. Saquon's on the tag.
Okay.
I'm going year to year with a running back, but that's just my philosophy. But if we're sticking by my philosophy, I wouldn't have taken a running back with the second overall pick. But, I mean, with the injury concerns from Saquon in his past, I get that
he
set
that?
A personal best with rushing total this year. He had over 1,300 yards. He had a great year, phenomenal year. I'm still going year to year with a running back. I'll give Daniel Jones the long-term contract, and then we'll work it out all from there. I don't know that this is the time that the Giants need to spend big on a wide receiver just because I don't know that this is a team that's going into a championship window. I just don't see it the same way. I know that they won a playoff game, and there are a lot of fans that are optimistic about their prospects this year.
As you should be.
I don't think this team is a team that we're going to be talking about winning a championship in 2023. I just don't see that.
So you're saying that
they can be back in the playoffs.
But what about the division? You're saying the division? Because
I think they can contend for the division. I just don't see them as being a championship contender.
But
look at everything in their way, though. I think that's the most important fact to make. Here's the thing, and I'm glad you brought that up, Alan, because since 2015, we've seen head coaches with their new team within the first 3 years of being with that team take their team to the Super Bowl. Gary Kubiak did it in 2015. 2016, it was Dan Quinn. 2017, Doug Peterson. 2018, Sean McVay. 2019, Kyle Shanahan. 2020, Bruce Arians. Last year, Zach Taylor.
Amazing.
So it's that first 3 years that a head coach can make that difference from getting your program turned around to making you a title contender.
Well,
you just got to recognize that the Giants are a little further away than some of those other teams that I rattled off, But I do think Brian Daboll, within that three-year window, can have Giants fans feeling good about their chances of being able to win a Super Bowl. I just don't think that's 2023.
So
it's probably 2024.
And if that's the case, that's because of the bad, negligent spending of Dave Gettleman. Because that means they're going to have to take a step back.
You say that, Bart, and I get that Dave Gettleman deserves his lion's share of the criticism, but I think the biggest thing that Dave Gettleman got wrong was the head coach. Joe Judge, Pat Shurmur, Ben McAdoo, yep. those were all bad coaches,
yep.
All right? But look at the foundational pieces that he's put on this team. Daniel Jones, he took him, got a lot of criticism for it. Everybody's praising Daniel Jones now. Saquon Barkley, second overall pick, a lot of criticism. He was a big part of why you're where you're at, Pro Bowl performer. Andrew Thomas, first team all pro. A lot of criticism his rookie year.
Yep. Yes.
Turns out Dave Gettleman got it right. Best tackle in that draft. Dexter Lawrence, that was the Odell Beckham Jr. trade. Second team all pro. Those are all Dave Gettleman pieces. So I get that we can criticize him about the head coaching and how bad it was when he was here. But damn it, we got to give him credit for getting those four guys.
Well,
because those four guys are the reason why the Giants are moving on to the
You're saying those
round.
Are foundational well, pieces.
No doubt.
Well, okay. Those players are just the beginning of it. You got to cultivate the environment and get the teachers
that's
around
what I believe.
To be able to pull the best out of them.
And that's why your head coach is so important. Yep. Think about how Brian Daboll has transformed Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones coming into this year, 50 total touchdowns to 49 total turnovers. Mm. This season, in the regular season, 22 total touchdowns to only 8 turnovers.
See why I thought.
And then
in the playoffs,
what did he have? What, 2 touchdowns?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he had 70 yards rushing?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what you're looking for, man. A head coach that can make that kind of difference in terms of player development, getting the most out of your people.
Take your talent and make it the best it can be.
Yeah.
And it started in the first couple of weeks of the season when he would call them out about how we're not doing that anymore.
The Titans game, the very first game
of
the
amazing.
Season.
And
that
to
red
see,
zone pick, yeah.
And he's coachable, which he received the coaching and the criticism public and then turned it into success. And
no
that's
doubt.
Why it's such a good story. And like I said, and that's why you can believe that at least they're on their way. But please, and I'm actually just talking to us in the media, please, let's not turn this into, I think they can go on a run.
Miracles happen.
Bart just won't let it go.
He won't let
CC,
it go.
Love you, man. Thanks for jumping
My
in.
My man. Appreciate All right. y'all, man.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right. Love when Kenny comes in. It's always great energy. He sets us up and we get going. And we've got lots of calls to get to at 800-919-3776. Giants fans, how you feeling about that win? Overreaction Tuesday. And how you feel about going now into the Lions' den to take on the Eagles in Philadelphia in the division round? Let's go right now to Elmwood Park and talk to Mike. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for taking the call. I called on Friday. All the smoke from the mini fans, and you know what? Where are they at now? They're not talking now.
Crickets.
I love Bart's optimism about Philly and the Daniel Jones and Hurts. You know, switching teams. But let me put this to you. Where would the Giants be if Jalen Hurts was their quarterback? Mm. I would say they wouldn't be even in the playoffs. I'd go as far as that.
Not at all. We saw that last year. We saw what
so
that
you're
Philly
giving
team
credit,
last
like you're
year
saying, like
no
AJ
weapons.
Brown and
yes,
they're
all pros. Those are the ones who made him all pro because we saw what it looks like without him. How did he look at Rieger in the playoffs last year? Let's go first playoff game. How they look. Now, I know that, you know, he went against Tampa and he went against Minnesota. but I don't want facts to get in the way of a good argument.
I hear you, Mike. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's
who had
go to
the better, who had a better opening playoff debut?
Yeah, you're just going to do it that way, face value. In the Bronx, we got Neil. What's up, Neil?
Good afternoon, fellas. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, Buster Damas, what key factors the Giants need to do to get this W in Philly?
Thunder thighs must run so fast that the static electricity makes the defenders bounce off like Wakanda and Black Panther when they touch them. Explosion, yes! Oh, yes! Thunder thighs!
Oh, my goodness. You ever think about it? Does Saquon ever wear corduroys? He probably can't wear corduroys.
He can't. If you wear corduroys, he can power a Tesla car. He ain't got. Just plug up to Saquon. Saquon, give me hot knees, Saquon. Zoom. He'd be like, Flash.
Hey, Bart.
Zoom.
Hey, Bart.
What up?
Hey, Bart. If you was running this game for the Giants, how would your offensive book look to get this W?
Well, what I'm going to do is whenever they decide to go man-to-man and try and heat me up, I use Daniel Jones. I don't even read the play. I just take off, right? Mm. Because you know that even if you have a spy, it's going to be escape routes. Secondly, I try and tire this defensive line out with going a little bit no huddle, but I'm going to also slow the game down to a snail's pace, right? I'm going to limit the possessions to put the pressure on Jalen Hurts. If he messes up or my defense gets a turnover, then I go up by 2 scores. I'm just going to take all the air out of the game and try and keep the possessions to 8 possessions apiece and tell my team, listen, there's going to be 16 possessions in this game. We score 2 of them or 3 of them, we're good, because especially if we do it early, because it puts the pressure on them to try and answer. They're the favorites. They're the home team. They're the number one seed.
They're supposed to win.
It's on them. And every second that goes by that the game is either tied or the Giants is in front, it's going to be pressure on them to try and go outside and do something outside of the structure of what they've done all year. And if Jalen Hurts decides they want to expose Jalen Hurts, if I can't win the game, you ain't winning the next one, because I'm going to make sure I light them up like it's Christmas.
Take something out of them, right? Taking
a chunk of that ass with me. I'm going to take a chunk of that ass with me.
All right, let's go to Hammer in Bergenfield. This is on the Daniel Jones conversation we had earlier on. What's up, Hammer?
What's going on, guys? Before I even go into it, Happy New Year. I know we're like, 2 weeks into the new year, but it's I also want to we'll thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. You guys really inspired me to get into doing podcasting. I cover the Raiders, unfortunately.
Damn.
But to touch on what Bart Scott said in regards to this Daniel Jones contract, yeah, either you're going to franchise tag Daniel Jones or you can give him a contract roughly similar to what Derek Carr got, a 3-year, $121 million deal. $7.5 million signing bonus and guaranteed like $24 million, or you tag him. But there's no way you're giving this guy a commanding $50 million. So, he's had one solid year under Dable's system. Good for him, because I know the New York media, I know the New York Giants fans were eviscerating this kid who drafts a quarterback out of Duke in the first round. So I understand that, but I think getting a deal similar to what Derek Carr got would be feasible. And maybe have the same language that the Raiders put in his contract, like maybe go 1 year or do a show and prove type deal see maybe he'll get more down the road.
Well, here's what you do, right? So you have the Derek Carr numbers fresh in your head. That was, 3 years ago? Add 15% to that.
Only because the market's just
and
gone up.
The market and the salary cap has changed, right? Because we're talking about Raekwon Smith as a linebacker is getting 20 a year, and he got 45 guaranteed. So I think you have to guarantee at least 40 to 50, maybe $60 million if it's a short-term
Bart,
deal.
Bart, just add 15% to it. This is the contract that he just got. This contract hasn't even kicked in yet.
Okay. So understand now that the franchise tag for the quarterback now is $45 million. So add about 10 to 15% to it, because that's what you have to account for, the inflation. So understand that, because the salary cap's going up again next year. So and you're about right. So whatever Derek Carr just got, add 15 to 10%, and that's where that's the number I will be talking to Daniel Jones, because Daniel Jones, if you want to improve and be better, because people are going to take this film, break it down and adjust to what Daboll did. So you're going to have to not only be able to do what you did last year, you're going to have to be able to do it better and add to it, because the defensive coordinators are going to break you down and say, oh, this is what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in this formation, this personnel, this is what they did.
Hammer,
so
thank you.
You got to go to Daniel Jones and say, hey, if you want to still have success in this league, We got to get you some weapons because these receivers you got this year ain't going to cut it. So we got to go out and spend some money to do that. You got to leave us some space because you like Saquon Barkley, right? Well, we got to sign him too. Well, you like Dexter Lawrence, right? Got to sign him too. So, hey.
And there's guys that you also – we have to keep people that we don't have to either, you know, cut because we got to make room. But you're going to end up having to make some changes. Yeah. And, by the way, as you mentioned, Gabe Davis, we got to get you a weapon. We got to get you a guy. So not only do we have to pay you, but now we've got to do what the Bills did for Josh Allen, right? Stephon Diggs, that was a tremendous addition.
Yep.
And obviously A.J. Brown for the Eagles. I mean, you've seen this all around the league. Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
Got DeAndre Hopkins
before
he got paid.
Well, maybe
like you've got to do that for your quarterback.
Maybe on a cheap scale, they can make a trade for DeAndre Hopkins because a lot of his money's been paid up front.
Yeah.
You know, they've been paid up front. But I'm thinking if I'm the Ravens, if you want to keep Lamar Jackson happy,
they need to get him.
You got to go get a guy like D Hop. Well, that's going to cost you less than what a new money receiver would cost.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
So the Chargers have made a coaching change.
We know that was coming.
But it ain't the one that we thought.
Yeah. Somebody had to.
Joe Lombardi has to take the hit. He was the offensive coordinator.
So it's his fault. You didn't run the ball. That was probably the most disappointing game I watched in a long time. Yeah. To find out. That
the way that turned.
For you to get four interceptions in the first half, and on the flip side, Doug Peterson, to be able to coach confidence. And, you know, I thought Dan Orlovsky hit it right on the head. We're watching Andrew Luck. Because I remember Andrew Luck was going against Kansas City. He threw like three or four picks in the first half, and they were getting blown out.
Yep.
And in the second half, at home in Indianapolis, he came back and won that playoff game. The dude is unflappable, and you can say Trevor Lawrence is unflappable. I mean, for them to still have the metal to keep playing, and yeah, you know that you have to give up some big plays for that stuff to happen. But, man, to not get down and just let that stuff snowball, that's what I thought. That's why I thought that last night. I'm like, well, you know what? The kicker keep missing extra points. Maybe, just maybe Tom can get it.
I kept waiting for that moment that it looked like Brady, all right, there it is. I mean, he and Mike Evans – 2 years ago, had incredible chemistry. Why is it every time it looks like Evans runs the wrong route?
Yeah, he go out, he go
in. Or is it Brady? Because Evans don't even look at him. And Brady, you see him just bah, 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 just barking at people.
But guys
don't even look at Brady.
Yeah, because Brady was yelling.
At everybody.
No, but he was yelling, and he threw the ball 2 yards short. Like, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
The hell, that's you.
Right, what am I supposed to do, catch my feet?
I'm wide ass open.
Swagoo said something this morning, and I wonder if you saw it too as a defensive player. He said Tom Brady should retire, not because he's not good enough to play, because what he watched last night was a guy that didn't want to get hit.
Yeah.
You feeling that?
That's been a couple of years now. Peyton Manning was like that when he had the neck injury. He would fold
up. It's one thing
like
to avoid being hit.
Yeah.
It's another thing to be afraid of being hit. That's what Swagoo said.
I didn't know if he was afraid, but he's always – I mean, this is something Mike White should get, a healthy fear of being afraid to get hit, because he takes some of them rib shots. That's why Tom doesn't take it, because he's already throwing it and protecting himself at the same time.
Right.
But – I just think how easily Dallas was able to get interior pressure so quickly.
Yep, they were at his feet all crazy. Game.
But I tell you what, I cannot wait to see this matchup. I mean, this would have been like watching, if Tampa would have won, this would have been like watching TCU beat Michigan and then go play Georgia.
Fair point.
It would have been a wasted
day. At least we get now a headliner.
Now we get.
You get the Cowboys and the Niners part due.
Because to me, this is going to prove to us who the real defensive player of the year is.
Ooh.
Bosa or Micah
Parsons.
Right, because you tough, Parson? You a dog? You a wolf? You a wolf? You a wolf? Yeah, that's Debo. Go say what's up to Trent Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Go do that to him. You going to do that to him. Or are they going to be putting him on the other side? Like, man, that dude got some grown man strength. You know, I tell you what,
wouldn't it be hilarious to see him pick him up just one time and his legs are just still going?
Yo, I ran up on Nate Newton one time.
Yeah.
I mean, Larry Allen.
Oh, Larry Allen. That's a different story. What happened?
Woo!
What was this? Give me the details of this when you went up against Larry Allen. Because Candy told the story about him versus Larry Allen one time. That's an unforgettable story.
I got by him. I made a play.
You got by him.
And I started talking stuff, and I didn't know who I ran by. Like, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Allen. I wasn't talking stuff and trying to show you up or nothing stuff like that. I didn't know that was you. My bad. Like, they can take the tackle back. Like, we can redo the play if you're going to be mad.
What did he do? What was he doing the whole time? No, did he stare at you?
He don't say nothing. He a goon. He's dude from Compton, man.
No, did he even look at you, though, when you were doing that?
Yeah.
My bad.
Yo, that dude's strong. That dude's strong. He was taking my teammates and doing things to him that I was like, no. You want some of this, old man? No. Come around here messing with these good people. What bike, punk? Nah, man. Oh, there's certain people you ain't talk to. Yeah. And the other dude you ain't talk to is Brian Waters.
Really?
Yeah, people want to talk about, like, yeah, listen, they had Will Shills, Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Willie Rofe, Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. Waters? I watched him put a look in Ray Lewis I ain't never seen.
Really?
Hey, listen, Ray ain't had no speeches that day. He had nothing inspirational to say that day. I was like, damn.
Jeez.
And listen, they was like, Bart, you want to get in? I was like, nah. You know what, coach?
Back strain.
I'm going to run these special teams, try to make this big play in special teams. I don't want to burn out. Man, they split Ray's nose. Ray had blood for coming on both sides of his nose like he was crying tears.
On his nose.
And Ray was like, it's 3M on me. And John Mann was like, Ray Lewis, you're a hell of a player. But yeah, that's just whale shit. That's just Brian Waters. Like, right there. Boom! I was like, whoa. That was the only time in my life where I was like,
you were like, I'm all set?
I'm good, coach.
You had a motivator cuff issue? You had to sit that one out. Cowboys and the Niners, 6:30 on Sunday, by the way.
6:30? That's an odd start time,
bro. Yeah, it
bro.
Is. 6:30 Eastern on Sunday.
Really a 3:30 start.
That's got to be a Fox game, right? I don't see what's
That's really a 3:30 start. Oh, but it's a 4:30 start. It's 4:30 East Coast time, but it's 3:30 West Coast time.
No. It's 6:30 Eastern. So that's going to be a 3:30 in San Francisco.
Let me tell you why that means something.
Okay, Niners are laying 3.5, just to give you a heads up already.
You only giving the Niners? Are you making it a pick 'em?
I didn't do anything.
They making it a pick 'em?
It's not really a pick 'em, but that's what they're giving you right now.
Yeah, because the home team get 3.
I think they feel like after what Dallas looked like against – I think we're overstating what Dallas looked like versus how bad the Bucs looked, right?
Yeah.
Dak was fine. This is not about –
Both had homecoming games.
But
one had a better opponent than Geno Smith. And everything with Metcalf and everything that they offer, and they beat the brakes off of them.
I agree with.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.